Desperation is growing in Tapachula. On Wednesday, hundreds of migrants, mainly from Haiti and Central America, took to the streets in protest. They're frustrated over Mexican government policy that prevents them from leaving the city.
We just want to get out because we're not here to stay. We're just going through. We have no money, no food, nothing. We're in prison here without anything, and the government does not help.
Some protesters are parents with children who say the city is overcrowded and food and shelter are becoming harder to find.
With my children, it's very difficult. There are no jobs, no food. We're living on the street. We have many problems. I have nothing. We need help.
Since the start of the year, the number of migrants arriving in southern Mexico has only grown, and so have tensions between them and authorities.
This cannot be happening. It's like we just came from Africa in chains, like modern-day slaves. In a democracy, everybody has to be free.
With shelters for migrants and asylum seekers already over capacity, many say their patience has run out.
Demonstrations like this one with hundreds of migrants blocking off traffic have become quite commonplace here in Tapachula. And local residents tell us that this is the worst migrant crisis the city has experienced in recent memory.
An estimated 40,000 migrants are currently stuck in Tapachula. Some have been here for months, and more continue to arrive every day.
I call President López Obrador to stop being a puppet of the United States, to stop being the guard dog of the United States, to follow Mexican law and stop repressing the migrant population. Stop beating up migrants. Stop combating and treating migrants like criminals.
Despite the Mexican government's strategy to contain migrants in the southern part of the country, experts warn the impact on overall migrant numbers reaching the U.S. southern border is negligible. Instead, the policy of limiting their mobility has only turned the city of Tapachula into a pressure cooker, and tensions are ready to explode. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Tapachula, Mexico.